Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we start today with a decision in Europe that could reignite the debate over trying terrorism suspects in courtrooms here in the U.S. The European Court of Human Rights is giving the green light to the extradition of the radical cleric Abu Hamza al-Masri and several other men from London to the U.S., where they could be held in a Colorado prison and face terrorism charges. How would that work? Republicans blasted the Obama administration plans to try self-described 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and other detainees at Guantanamo Bay in U.S. civilian courts. So what does today's decision mean? The BBC's political and security correspondent Rob Watson joins us from London. And Rob, you were telling us off-air that this decision that these men can be extradited has sort of reduced some of the excitement over this case in London.
And I suspect in the United States too. Well, it would have been an absolutely explosive decision on both sides of the Atlantic if the European Court of Human Rights had said they can't be extradited. Why do I say that? Well, essentially, it would have amounted to a judgment from the European Court of Human Rights saying supermax jails in the United States just aren't up to snuff in terms of the European standards on human rights. Now, that would have had all sorts of implications. It would have meant not just here in Britain, but other European countries would find it difficult to extradite terrorism suspects to the United States, and the United States would have seen itself judged very harshly by a European court. What they were saying was that the kind of conditions that you would find in a supermax prison in the United States if you were given a life sentence, no chance of parole, would have amounted to a violation of European human rights standards and that it would have been inhumane.
Yeah.
Now, that the court has decided that is simply not the case, and that while the potential sentences are very harsh, they would be proportionate to the kind of crimes that these people are accused of having committed.
Well, and it's assumed that they will be likely detained at the Supermax prison in Colorado, held in solitary confinement there. Remind us of the charges against them.
There are six individuals. As you say, the most prominent, I suppose, is Abu Hamza. He's renowned in this country for his fiery sermons and his hook hand, and essentially he's facing two charges of being involved in allegedly involved in the kidnapping of tourists in the Yemen and of also trying to set up a terrorism training camp in the United States, and one of the other defendants is also accused of that. Two of the others are accused of being involved in the East Africa U.S. Embassy bombings in 1998, and the last two are essentially accused of inciting, supporting terrorism via the internet.
Yeah, and when you say the more prominent of the group, Abu Hamza al-Masri, who, by the way, is also blind in one eye with a hook on one hand. When you say he was accused of instigating terrorism in the U.S., he was accused of attempting to set up a terrorist training camp in Oregon. So what happens now? If they do come to the U.S. and are in solitary confinement in Colorado, is it assumed they'll have a trial?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Otherwise, the European Court of Human Rights wouldn't have said it was okay for them to be extradited. No, I don't think that's in doubt. Of course, they're not on their way just yet. The court did say that they can exhaust all of their appeals, although it doesn't seem as though there's much of an avenue for that. So sometime in the next few months, at least five of the six men who'd launched this appeal should be on their way to the United States.
And do we understand there's one more court, I believe in France, that has to sign off on the extradition?
No, what it is that this ruling today comes from the European Court of Human Rights, but it has something called the Grand Chamber, which I guess is a special part of the court, and that is a place where you can ultimately appeal to. But historically, there have been very few cases that have ever got there, and those cases that have got there have by and large been turned away.
But you are familiar with the arguments here in the U.S. about the potential danger of putting high-profile terrorists on trial, that it could attract terrorism to the place where the trial is held. So do you have thoughts about what might happen going forward?
Well, I certainly am aware, and there's already a little bit of chatter on the internet about that I've seen some Americans saying, well, why on earth is Europe dumping these people on us? It's not quite like the whole Guantanamo setup, though. I mean, these people have all were originally indicted in the United States as far back, some of them, as 1999 through to 2006. So these people have been indicted in the normal way. They haven't been captured on the battlefield, as some would have it. So I suspect there's going to be a lot less controversy about these five or six, depending on whether the sixth is extradited as well, as you've seen in some other of those cases that you're hinting at there.
The BBC's political and security correspondent, Rob Watson, in London. Rob, thanks so much.
Good to be with you.
And by the way, in a related story, Al-Qaeda warned Britain today not to deport another cleric who's considered to be a leading Al-Qaeda figure. Britain wants to expel Abu Qatada to Jordan. He spent 6 years in jail in Britain without being charged before he was released on bail last month. Qatada was convicted in absentia of terrorist offenses in Jordan, but that European Court of Human Rights we just spoke of ruled he can't be sent to Jordan because, as opposed to the thinking about the U.S. courts we just heard about, the European Court determined that evidence obtained through torture could be used against Qatada in a trial in Jordan.